里面有很多的真理。
There are many truths in Jonah's book.
也有关于一个神的工人他信仰的改变跟成长。
And it talks about transformation and the growth of one of God's workers.
第一章是讲约拿逃避神。
In chapter 1, it talks about Jonah fleeing from God.
你有逃避过神吗？
Have you fled from God before?
有没有逃避你该尽的责任？
Have you fled from the responsibilities that you bear?
有没有走在神的方向？
Are you walking in God's direction?
如果没有，
If you are not,
是不是遇到很大的风浪？
Have you been met with many waves?
约拿书第二章讲约拿祷告神。
In Jonah chapter 2, it talks about Jonah praying to God.
每个人都有走错方向的时候。
Everyone has moments where they walk in the wrong direction.
关键是神让我们能够安静，能够跪下来祷告。
And God wants us to have this moment of quiet and to pray towards Him.
风浪本身是一件负面的事情。
And waves are inherently negative thing.
没有人想要遇到惊涛骇浪。
There is no one that wants to meet with these waves.
但是往往要经历风浪，才有办法重新调整我们的方向。
But it is only when we meet with them that we can redirect ourselves.
因为风浪，我们才会检讨反省自己。
Because it is only with these storms or waves that we can come to reflect and change ourselves.
约拿在鱼的肚子里面三天三夜。
And in the fish's belly, Jonah was there for 3 days and 3 nights.
鱼肚子里面是很黑的。
And it must be very dark in the fish's belly.
完全黑，应该是完全黑，不是很黑，是伸手不见五指的那种黑。
It is not simply dark, but it is completely and utterly dark.
里面就很臭。
And it must be smelled really bad in there.
鱼肚子是鱼最臭的地方。
And the fish's belly. And the fish's belly is where it smells the worst.
里面有很多水。
And there is much water in there.
随时都可能在里面被淹死。
And at any time, you can drown to death in there.
他在最黑暗的时候。
And in his darkest times,
他选择祈求神。
Jonah chooses to pray to God.
他仰望神。
And he looked towards God.
结果神让他出来。
And eventually, God wanted him to come out.
第三章就是早上我们所讲的。
And in chapter 3, it is what we talked about in the morning.
约拿传扬神。
This is Jonah spreading the gospel, preaching.
传警告。
Spreading the warning.
虽然约拿不是很愿意。
And although Jonah was unwilling,
但是你也不得不佩服他的勇气。
But you must admire his courage.
我们不要说约拿很软弱啦，怎么样啊？换我们，可能根本就是更软弱。
Let us not say Jonah is weak. Perhaps we are even weaker than he is.
第一，尼尼微是一个外国的地方。
First of all, Nineveh is a land of Gentiles.
他们讲的话是跟犹太人讲的话是不一样。
And what they speak from the Jews is completely different.
他一个人去到那么多外邦人的地方。
And Jonah traveled to a place with many foreigners.
他有这种勇气传一天的警告，也就不简单了。
And to bravely preach the warning for a day is also not easy.
所以他还是去了。
But he still went.
他的工作的果效并不是因为他很会传。
But the fruits or the results of his are not because of his labor.
而是因为这个时代就是这样，神感动了那些人悔改。
But because God moved those who wanted to repent and change.
所以有得到那么大的效果。
So there are big results.
今天我们不一定有这种大的效果。
And today we may not necessarily yield these kind of results.
但是我们也要传警告。
But we must also spread these warnings.
最后一章。
And in the last chapter.
约拿书最后的结果。
And it talks about the final or the ultimate ending.
我们要讲的就是主题，就是约拿在这一章里面认识神。
It is talking about Jonah and how he came to recognize God.
这一章，神让他真正的去认识神的本质是什么。
And God wanted Jonah to truly understand and come to recognize his nature.
这是神的爱。
And that is God's love.
好，我们现在讲约拿发怒向神祷告。
Let us talk about how Jonah was angered but prayed towards God.
我们看四章的一到二节。
Let us turn to Jonah chapter 4, verse 1 to 2.
四章一到二节。
Chapter 4, verse 1 to 2.
一二三。这是约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒。二，就祷告耶和华说：耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。并且后悔不将所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他施去。这里约拿要彰显他非常特别的个性。
Here Jonah has very unique character.
我看旧约里面有 约拿一样水平的，有个性那么特别的人，大概也没有第二个了。
Is there anyone that is more unique or comes close to Jonah in character?
这里说啊，他很生气啊。
Here it says that Jonah was very angry.
他生神的气啊。
And he was angered towards God.
今天呢，我们敢不敢生气？
Today, do we dare to be angry?
如果你很怕老婆。
If we are scared of our wives,
很多人都很怕老婆，怕老婆生气。
Many people are scared of their wives being angry.
你怕老婆，你就不敢生老婆的气。
And if you are mad at them, you don't dare to stir up their temper.
你不高兴，顶多就是闭着嘴巴，就默默都忍住了。
And you would just hold it in and shut your mouth.
因为你怕她，你就不敢生气给她看。
Because you are scared of your wife, and you don't dare to show your displeasure towards her.
或是你老板，你生气的老板，有时候你是也忍住，不敢。直接表达出来。
Or if you're angry towards your boss, you would also hold back and not express it.
但是约拿生气，他就表现出来。
But for Jonah, he expressed it freely.
他生神的气。
And he was angry towards God.
那生神的气是生什么呢
？And what was he angry towards God for?
他就第二节了，这个时候他就把他为什么第一次不去传警告的理由搬出来了。
And he
bring out what the reason why the first time he didn't go.
And he brought out the reason why the first time he did not go to Tarshish.
你不能怪我了，我就说，你看，你看，我就是说你会改变嘛。
I'm saying, will you change?
对不对？你神啊，你不是他其实很了解神。
To be honest, Jonah actually very much understands God.
你说神不约拿不了解神吗？他其实在这一节里面，他就超理解神的。
And here in the verse, you can see that Jonah truly understands God.
因为他知道他去的话。
Because he knew that if he were to go,
那其实很有可能啊，神就会原谅他们。
Then there is a chance that God will forgive him.
因为神啊，有时候讲了，如果人家悔改了，他就会改变。
Because when he repents, then God will forgive him.
然后呢，他们就不会被罚。
And then they will not be punished.
所以约拿的意思就是说，我根本不想他们悔改，我也不想他们被神怜悯，我就想他们通通灭亡，所以我就不去。
And Jonah originally wanted them to be completely destroyed, and that's why he did not want to go and preach the warning to them.
还有呢，我去了讲了，结果你也不降灾，不是也是浪费我的时间吗
？So aren't you also wasting my time?
哇，这个约拿好像很有道理哦，很生气，但是又好像很有他自己的道理。
That way. So it seems that Jonah is very bold in expressing his anger towards God.
好像很有 reason 呢。
As if he has a lot of reason.
那神也没有跟他辩论什么。
But God also did not argue with him.
神只是丢给他一句话，而这句话出现两次。
And what God said to him, it only appears twice.
我们看第四节。
Let us look at verse 4.
一二三，耶和华说：“你这样发怒，合乎理吗？”神就给他反问一句，神没有跟他讲一大堆，就是问他一句。
So God did not say much to him, but just responded with one sentence.
你这样生气，你这样发怒，对吗？好吗
？Is it right for you to be angry?
合不合理呢？
Is it reasonable?
约拿也没有回答。
And Jonah did not respond.
但是我们可以看到神的高明啊，神也不跟他争论，只是给他问，好像一个小孩子在吵啊，跟他闹，神也不跟他多讲。
So we see God's superior position above him, and God did not argue with him much, but just asked a simple question as if he were a child.
所以有两个讨论题目啊，如果我们有信徒会啊，有分组讨论的话。为什么神要问这个问题？你觉得呢
？So if we have a discussion period, perhaps we would ask, why did God ask this in such a manner?
可能你的答案不一样啊。
And maybe your answer would be different.
为什么神要这样问
？Why did God ask in such a way？
对于一个生气的人，你要怎么样去处理他的情绪
？To someone who is angry, how do you make them less angry？
还有呢，这个问题是要引导约拿往哪一个方向去思考呢
？And what direction do you want to put Jonah in to continue reflecting on himself？
因为你发怒合乎理吗？出现两次，第二次是第九节。
And the second time is chapter 2 verse。
第四节跟第九节都是问你这样生气合不合理。
In another verse, in verse 9, it asks, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
所以下一次我们生气的时候，神也会这样问我们。
So next time we are angry, maybe someone will ask us this.
你很生气想骂人啊，想生气神啊，生气教会啊，神也会问你，你这个生气合不合理
？Maybe next time we are angry towards another party, or someone else, and then God will ask us, is it right for you to be angry?
或者是你生气，你的先生、你的太太，神也会这样问你，合不合理
？Or if we are angry towards our spouse, God will ask us, is it right?
那约拿也很有个性哦，神这样问他呢，第三节
So Jonah has a lot of character in verse 3.
我们看第三节
Let us look at verse 3.
他很生气啊，生气的时候还要讲一句话。
And Jonah in his anger said something.
哦，我们一起读。
Let us read together.
一二三，耶和华，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。哇，这个生气的时候，约拿说了，你杀了我吧。
So here in his anger, Jonah said, let me die.
啊，约拿的祷告跟很多人不一样。我们今天很怕死哦，哦，因为我病得快死了，神啊，神啊，给我活久一点吧。
So Jonah's prayer is very different from the ones that we would pray. For example, we are very scared of death.
但是呢，约拿说，你杀了我吧，你取了我的命吧。
But for Jonah, he says it is better for me to die.
圣经里面有几个曾经向神求死的人。
And in the Bible, there are a few instances of people praying for their death.
记不记得是还有另外还有两位是谁？
Do you remember who the other individuals are?
第一个是谁？
The first is who?
是谁？
Who is it?
摩西啊。
Moses.
摩西做神工，做神的工作都很不想做的时候，做得很累的时候，也说：“哎呀，杀了我，神啊，你取了我的命吧。”
So in doing his holy work towards God, Moses was exhausted to the point he said to God, "God, let me die."
再来了，第二个呢？
And the second is.
以利亚。
Elijah.
哇，他经过加密山上的那个高峰之后。
And after he climbed the mount,
啊，他就进入灵性的低潮了。
He was at his spiritual low point.
他就跟神求死。
And then he asked for God to let him die.
因为他觉得他比不上他的列祖。
Because he felt that he could not live up to his predecessors.
第三个就是约拿了。
And the third is Jonah.
啊，但是约拿跟头两个也不太一样。
But Jonah is different from these previous two figures.
他的工作很有果效。
And his work yielded great results.
啊，他的工作也不累啊。
And he was also not exhausted.
但是他就是不想活了，因为他很难受。
But he wants to live no longer because he cannot stand it.
所以这个叫求死的人。
So these are people who ask to die.
啊，圣经说不可以自杀。
In the Bible, it says you cannot commit suicide.
你不可以自己杀自己。
You cannot commit suicide or kill yourself.
但是向神求死这不是罪。
But to ask God to take away your life, this is not a sin.
但是神听不听你又是另外一回事。
But whether God hears you or not, this is another matter.
啊，通常向神求死的人，神都让他再活一阵子。
Typically, people who ask of this, God will make them live longer.
啊，因为他的功课还没有学好。
Because they have not finished learning yet.
啊，所以跟神求死有时候也没有太大的用。
So sometimes there is no use to do this.
如果你的功课还没有学完的话，神不给你走了。
If you haven't learned your lesson yet, God will not let you go.
好，那约拿现在很生气。
And now Jonah is furious.
好，那我们想想为什么约拿那么生气呢？
And let us think why is he so angry?
啊，整理起来可能有几个原因。
And there may be a few reasons.
最主要是他的爱国的心，他很爱他的国家。
One reason is his patriotism.
竟然神不消灭我这个敌人的国家。
God does not destroy my enemy's nation.
神的公平在哪里？
Where is God's fairness?
亚述国那么残暴，早就应该被神灭掉了。
The Assyrian nation is so evil. Why didn't God not destroy them yet?
为什么神不毁灭他呢？
Why has God not destroyed?
我爱我的国家。
I love my country.
啊，所以这个爱国的心可能也有一点原因。
So this patriotism may be the cause.
再来自尊心。
The second is his self-esteem or self-respect.
约拿传什么警告？
How did Jonah spread the?
40天之后，这个城市就灭掉了。
And he said in 40 days, this city shall be overthrown.
这个都没有灭掉，四十天过了都没有灭。
But it was not destroyed at all.
那约拿讲的有没有应验？
So is there any truth to what Jonah said?
没有应验。
There isn't.
你看，以利亚一求天火，火就降了，烧死那些假先知啊。
So for Elijah, he called down fire from the heavens and burned all the false prophets.
马上应验了。
And it immediately happened.
约拿的传警告都没有应验。
But not for Jonah.
听起来也没有太有能力的感觉。
And it doesn't seem like it has any substance to it.
你的自我的自尊。
And it has to do with your self-respect.
啊，所以有时候你自我的自尊心如果受损的话。
So sometimes when you
your own ego 啊
when you have damage to your own ego,
别人说一句话或者这个事情让你的自尊心受损，你就会生气。
When someone hurts your ego, then you will feel very angry.
生气通常都是被受伤了。
And anger is often a result of being hurt.
自尊心呢，不是吗？别人骂你一句，别人给你一个眼神，别人不理你，别人讲那句话，哦，我们都受伤了，受伤就会有生气的表现。
And when people scold you or neglect you or hurt you in some way, then you will feel very hurt towards them.
这个都是我们心里的反应。
And this is the reaction of our heart.
那神也了解他。
And God understands him.
最主要他生气的原因是他觉得神不应该饶恕，不应该放过亚述国。
And Jonah feels that his anger is a result of God forgiving the Assyrian nation.
他觉得这些国家早就应该被灭掉了，就好像你看到这老鼠就想打死他。
He feels like early on they should already be destroyed by God.
上个礼拜我在本拿比教会住了几天。
In the previous week I was in Burnaby.
哦，晚上睡到一半有那个声音这样刮。
And I felt I heard some scratching noise.
哇，我想说要有老鼠来找我了。
And I thought, is there a rat coming to find me?
我说起来找老鼠。
And I woke up to find the rat.
很快呀，咻一声就跑过去。
And I saw it scurrying past me.
我想说好，我知道你在哪里。
And I thought, oh, I know where it is.
所有东西移开，我等一下就打死你。
So I moved the furniture and I was getting ready to hit it.
这个很奇怪，我把所有东西搬到高的地方，还是找不到老鼠。
But even when I moved all the furniture away, I couldn't find the rat to hit it.
我很想打死它，因为吵我。
And I wanted to kill it badly because it was bothering me.
因为它不该活的，我们就是觉得老鼠不该在我的这个范围活的。
And we all think that these rodents should not live.
啊，那约拿大概也觉得，在亚述帝国这种坏人、这种国家，早就应该把它灭掉。
And Jonah also felt that the Assyrians should have been destroyed early on.
因为它不是我喜欢的人跟国家。
Because there are not a people or a nation that I like.
但是神竟然说饶恕他们，神就不灭他们了。
And God forgave them and did not destroy them.
这个对约拿打击很大。
And to Jonah it affected him greatly.
这个是跟你自己的情绪、跟你自己的心想法是完全不一样。
And it is totally different from the way that he thought.
好，那他生气又怎么办呢？就要冷静一下，也想看一下，看到底神是不是真的饶恕他们。
And let's see whether God truly forgave them.
我们看五节。
Let us look at verse 5.
第五节，我们一起大声读，一二三。
So Jonah went out of the city and sat.
坐在城的东边，在哪里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的荫下，要看看那城究竟如何。哇，约拿很生气，但是又不舍得回家。
So Jonah was very angry, but he did not want to go home.
如果是你，
if it were you,
你生气，但是算了，回去了。哎呀，回去以色列了，这里没有我的事了。
If you were to go back to Israel,
那神赦免他们就算了，哎呀，早就自己倒霉了。
And you thought, whatever, this is bad luck. God forgave them. Nothing happened.
他这个人很有个性哦，我就是不走，我就是要看看你是不是真的饶恕他们。
But for Jonah, he had a lot of character, and he sat far away and wanted to see whether God will actually destroy.
这个人像谁
？And who's this?
像谁
？Who's this like?
像不像你
？Is this not like you?
有时候就是要跟神赌一点气。
Sometimes you want to
有时候跟神赌气，跟神斗气一下。
Sometimes you want to hold a grudge against God.
我就是不走，我就看你怎么样衰。
So you want to see what God will do.
我就看你真的是不是真的是原谅他们。
And he wants to see whether he actually forgives them.
所以就是不走，落在那边。
So he just stays there.
好，那个他很多情绪在里面了。
And he had a lot of feelings inside.
对于一个神的工人，他经历那么多，但是有那么多的情绪，神怎么样来引导他？
And for a worker of God, he was very
很多 emotion 在里面。
Oh, he had a lot of emotions towards God.
神怎么引导他呢？
How can God guide him?
我们不是想要神怎么刑罚他，神很爱心的，神有爱，真不是刑罚约拿了，神要怎么引导他？
But God wants to guide Jonah.
我们不要觉得说有情绪的人，或者是讲话很冲的人，就是坏人，不要这样觉得。
Let us not think that people who have a lot of emotions are bad people.
如果今天以教会的立场来说，如果有传道是这样，我看被总会开除了，或者是被处理了。违反了。如果是有总会的话，今天有传道是表现这样的，像约拿传道这样。
So if there was a preacher,
General Assembly.
If there's
preacher like this,
if there's a preacher like this in the church,
叫你去，你要不去
，and telling us to go.
叫你去，你就做了三分之一，三天你做了一天，你就不做了。
If you do one third of what you're supposed to do, and then you don't do anything else.
对神很不满，对总会很不满，大家不都去。
And you express a lot of displeasure towards the GA and to God.
在祷告说，哎呀，我想死掉算了。
And in your prayer, you say, "Oh, I want to die."
这样子，这样的工人是不是很麻烦的工人？
Is this not such a troublesome worker?
是不是人都不喜欢？
Isn't this someone that others will dislike?
很情绪化，很 emotional.
Oh, this is they are very emotional.
如果是人的话，就可能把它放一边了。哎呀，不要用它，不要理它。
And you may think, oh, just cast them aside and not use them.
但是的神就不一样。
But God is different.
其实在这个约拿书里面呢，看到神真的很慈爱。
But we see that God here is very loving.
表面上是在神在爱这些离离为人，对不对？
On the surface, you see that God is seemingly loving the people of Nineveh.
赦免他们，让他们不会被毁灭。
God forgives them and does not want for them to be destroyed.
但是我看到了，我们看的是神也很爱约拿。
But we also see that God actually loves Jonah very much as well.
一个神的工人，他内心里面那么多的情绪，那么多的波涛汹涌。
For a worker of God who has a lot of emotions in his heart.
神很爱他，怎么引导他？
God loves him and wants to guide him.
他不是一个坏的工人啊。
He's not a bad worker.
他不是一个坏的信徒啊。
And he's not a bad believer.
他其实爱他的国家。
And actually, he loves his country very much.
他其实也爱神，不然的话，一开始也不会做先知。
And he also loves God. Otherwise, he would not preach in the first place.
但神怎么引导他呢？
But how does God guide him?
哇，这个是很重要。
And this is very crucial.
所以今天我们也是一样，不要觉得身边跟你个性不一样意见不一样的人，或者是很冲动的人，你就觉得他不好。
And let us not think that those around us who are different than us in character would be bad people.
或者他生气，你就觉得他不好。
Or if you think that because they anger, they are bad people.
神怎么引导他？
How does God guide them?
我们看这个第六节。
Let us look at verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
一二三，耶和华神安排一颗披麻，使其发声告过约拿，因而遮盖他的头，救他脱离苦楚。约拿因这颗披麻大大喜乐。这里神就开始做工了。
So here, God is at work.
这里说神安排一颗披麻。
He said here that God prepared a plant.
一颗披麻就是任何的植物了，就是长得很快的，可能是杂草啊、野草啊，怎么都是长得很快。
So this is some kind of plant, but it grew very quickly.
这一下就神给他加速啊，可能乘以十啊，乘以五啊，这个速度。因为你要长得高过一个人，你要好几天嘛。但是神就让他一天就长起来了。
But God made it grow even faster by four or five times until it became the height of man.
因为约拿在外面很热啊，他在外面等着，那么没得遮阳。
Because Jonah must have been very hot outside with no shade to cover.
所以有一棵树，有一棵披麻可以给他遮阴的话，差很远哦，那温度可以差几十度啊。
So if there is a plant that can cover him, then it would be much less hot.
你直接晒着可能有四十度。
And if you were just out in the sun, it would be maybe around 40 degrees.
在树荫之下，可能就二三十度。
But maybe under a shade, it would be only 20 to 30 degrees.
好了，关键字画起来，神安排。
And let us underline this part where it says God prepared.
请问在约拿书里面，神安排的这个字出现几次？
And let us ask in the book of Jonah, how many times has the word prepared appear in this book?
出现几次？
How many times?
第一次出现在哪里？
The first time is where?
神安排
，God prepared.
Appointed.
Appointed.
一章十七节
，In chapter 1 verse 17.
神安排一条大鱼
，God prepared a great fish.
这条大鱼不是没事刚刚游到约拿那边去哦。
And this fish didn't just casually swim over to where Jonah was.
不是刚好。约拿被钓下水，刚好有一条鱼来把它吃掉，不是的。
It wasn't that the great fish was coincidentally there and ate up Jonah.
是神安排的。
It was prepared by God.
什么叫安排？像今天总会安排哪一个执事，哪一个传道来开灵恩会，早就安排好了。
What does appoint or prepare mean? It means that, for example, when the GA sends over a holy worker, such as a deacon or a preacher, to come pastor the church.
不是路过埃蒙顿，顺便进来开灵恩会，不是这样。
It's not that you're driving past and you casually come in Edmonton to attend the ESSC.
所以这条鱼是神安排的。
So this fish is prepared by God.
这个披麻也是神安排的。等一下还有再安排一次，等一下安排一条虫来吃这个披麻。
And then he also prepared a bug to eat this plant.
我们看第七节。
Let us look at verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们一起读。
Let's read.
次日黎明，神却安排一条虫子咬这披麻，以致枯槁。这个又是神安排了。
So here God also prepared.
第三次，神
的安排
出现了。
And God's preparation.
无论是大鱼。
And no matter if it is the great fish,
一条呀，一个披麻还是一条虫。
If it is a plant or if it is a worm,
还有当那个太阳也是神安排的。
Or perhaps the sun.
如果那天太阳不够热，这个东西，这个故事就演不下去了。
Or even if the sun wasn't there and if it wasn't hot enough, then none of this would have happened.
好，那我们整理起来，神安排。
It comes to one thing that God prepared.
这些东西有顺利也有不顺利的时候。
These things.
有顺利的，有好的，也有不好的。
Oh, there are good things and bad things.
是啊，披麻长出来就很好啊。
So the plant which grew is a very good thing.
蓖麻被咬断了，那个虫出来就不好了。
But for the worm to eat it, this is not good.
但是其实都是神的安排。
But this is all with God's arrangement.
神安排这些环境来告诉约拿，来训练他，来改变他。
God prepared this environment for Jonah in order to train him up and to change him.
不是只是直接讲一个道理，是把他放在一个环境之下。
Because God does not just use His words, but puts us into an environment.
所以今天我们遇到什么事情啊？我们要知道不是偶然的。
So next time when we are in a situation ourselves, we have to know this is not a coincidence.
再重复一次啊。
Let me repeat myself.
今天在我们身上发生的事没有是偶然的。
Today, the things that happen in our lives are not coincidences.
不是你很倒霉这个事情才发生的。
It is not because you have bad luck that such things happen.
一切都是神安排。
But everything is arranged by God.
比如说你跟谁结婚，神安排好。
For example, who you married with, this is something God has prepared.
你搬去哪里，神安排好。
Where you move, this is also something that God has prepared.
你今天遇到这个事情很困难，其实神容许，神安排。
And when you meet with tribulation, this is actually something that God has also prepared.
你今天生这个病，神就早就写好了。你到每几年几月，你几岁，你一定要碰到这个事情。
And when you meet with other situations, such as like when we're,
sorry. 你会生病。
Oh, when you're sick.
啊，或是你什么时候会遇到失业？神容许你遇到失业。
Or when you
lose your job.
Or lose your job.
一切都有神的安排。
Everything is because of God's arrangement.
那为什么神要安排你遇到这些事呢？
And why does God want us to want these things to happen?
尤其是安排那些不好的事、不顺利的事呢？
And why would God arrange these negative things to happen to us?
因为神爱你。
Because God loves you.
神如果不爱约拿，就不用安排那么多。
If God did not love Jonah, He would not arrange so many things for him.
就不理他，不叫他。
He would just ignore him, not call upon him.
我们看罗马书。
Let us look at Romans.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
第八章二十八节。
Chapter 8, verse 28.
罗马书八章二十八节。我们一起读。
Let us read together.
一二三，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。好，这是我们都很熟悉的一个经节。
And this is a verse that we are all very familiar with.
罗马书八章二十八节啊。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
万事互相效力。
All things work together.
好事不好的事。
Whether these things are good or bad.
都是神安排的。
These are all arranged by God.
因为神爱你。
Because God loves you.
因为你也爱神。
Because you also love God.
所以神要教约拿什么呢？
So what does God want to teach Jonah?
这个故事演下去，就是这颗蓖麻。
And the plant.
被咬死之后。
And after the plant was eaten up by the worm.
神就安排了，第四个安排啊，第八节。
God made a fourth arrangement, and this is in verse 8.
我们看第八节啊。
Verse 8.
一二三，日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头暴晒约拿的头，使他发昏，他就为自己求死，说我死了比活着还好。你看啊，对于这个个性很强的人，甚至要用比较极端的手法去安排他。
So here, for someone with such a strong character, God has to use a different method.
第四个安排，东风。
This is the fourth arrangement, the vehement east wind.
从东边吹来的风，很可能是经过沙漠的风啊，特别热的。
The wind that came from the east is likely from the desert, and so it is very hot.
尤其是如果东南边来的话，直接是沙漠。
And if it is coming from the east, then it must have came from the desert.
太阳在晒他的头。
And the sun was beating on his head.
没有蓖麻了，蓖麻死掉了。
And he had no plant because it has died.
结果约拿又来求死了，这次真的是想死，因为太热。
And this time Jonah truly wants to die because it is too hot.
里面就已经火大了，再加上这个太阳40度，火上加火，快爆血管了。
And so he feels very angered and fury inside, and also hot.
不想活了，真的要想死。
He truly wants to die at this moment.
你看那个脾气那么大，发脾气的会更辛苦。
And it will be even more hard because he is hot-tempered.
这个时候呢，神的温柔的声音呢，再次问他。
And God again in His
warm
voice.
我相信这个声音是温柔，不是责备的。
And I believe that God said this to Jonah very gently.
我们看第九节。
Let us look at verse 9.
第九节，一二三，神对约拿说：“你因这波蓖麻发怒，合乎理吗？”他说：“ 我发怒以至于死，斗和夫离。神第二次问他，你这个匹马你就那么生气，你合理吗？
So God asked him, is it right for you to be angry about the plan?
如果是我们的话，我们就不讲话了，可能算了算了，神就这样讲了。
If it were us, perhaps we would think whatever God has said, what he has said.
这个约拿很敢顶嘴哦。
But Jonah was bold enough to.
我生气，我恨到死，我都合理。
And he said, it is right for me to be angry, even to death.
其实就是他自己没有理了。
And Jonah had no more reason.
为什么没有理？
Why is this?
你为这颗一匹马，你就生气的那么严重，要生要死的，这样好吗？
For you to be angry to the point of death over this plant, is this right?
好，今天我们就停在这边想一想咯。
Let us stop here and think.
如果我们有信徒会的话，我们就可以讨论这个问题了。上次你很生气，很生气是什么时候？
Let us stop and pause and reflect to think. When was the last time that we were really angry?
生气到你想打人的。
Angry to the point you want to hit others.
想骂人的。
To scold others.
什么时候？
When was that?
在哪里？
Where was it?
是什么事情发生让你那么生气？
What situation arose that caused you to feel that?
那现在你回想起来，那个时候那么生气值得吗？
And when you think back on it, is it right for you to be angry at the time?
有一个弟兄啊，他去买菜。
There is a brother who went to go buy groceries.
推着一台那个买菜车，就经过那个停车场。
And then he was pushing a grocery cart around the parking lot.
不晓得怎么样，我就跟另外一个人啊，就有点别人的车子差点撞到他。
And then he almost bumped into another car.
是别人的不对啊。
And it was the other person's fault.
我们那个弟兄就跟他说，就骂他，你怎么开车的？
And the brother scolded him very harshly, saying, "How are you driving?"
这个里面那个人呢，就恶言相向，相对啊。
And the person inside was glaring at him.
反骂完我们那个弟兄。
And scolded him back.
我们那个弟兄就更生气了。
And then our brother got even angrier.
很想那个衣服抽起来就去打他。
And then he rolled up his sleeves in preparation to hit him.
那太太就拉住他。
And then his wife was dragging onto him.
你疯掉了，不要打人。
You're going crazy. Don't hit him.
你很会打架吗？
Do you like fighting?
你真的会打架，真的是闯祸了，怎么办？
If you are hospitalized, what will you do?
所以他就忍住了。
So he held it within himself, restrained himself.
回家就想一想。
And then when he went home, he thought,
我刚才为什么那么生气？
Why was I so mad earlier?
也没有真的是受伤，但是因为别人这样骂我，我就那么生气。
I wasn't even mad, but because others have scolded me in such a manner, I became so angry.
如果真的是为了这个事情打架了，
If I actually fought over this matter,
如果我打输了，不是更惨，要躺医院？
If I lose, isn't it even worse since I have to be hospitalized?
如果打赢了，把他打伤了，会不会我有责任？
If I win and I beat him up, then wouldn't I bear responsibility?
或是如果他是个坏人，以后来找我麻烦怎么办？
Or if he's a bad person and comes to find me later on, wouldn't this be bad?
所以很生气，但是要小心啊。
So you're very mad, but you have to be careful as well.
每个人都要问，我这样子生气的时间点对吗？
You have to think to yourself, is it right for me to be mad at?
这样的场合，我们生气对吗？
Is it right for me to be mad for this long?
我生气的这个态度对吗？
Is my attitude correct?
这个事情本身我就那么生气，值得吗？
Is it worth it to be mad at the nature of the situation?
当然啊，当时就觉得值得，后来可能就觉得不值得。
Of course, we may think it is worth it at the time, but later on, we may not think so.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Let us look at James chapter 1.
19节。
Verse 19.
我们一起大声读啊。
Let us read loudly together.
雅各书一章十九节。
Let us read James chapter 1, verse 19.
一二三。我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的意。最后一句话要圈起来。
Let us underline the first
20. 你可以生气，但是你的怒气并不能达成神要你做的目的，就是神的意。
You can be mad all you want, but it does not reach the objective of God, which is His righteousness.
你有权可以生气。
You have all the right to be mad.
但是你的生气一无所成。
But it is
achieve nothing.
It achieves nothing.
只是让你自己就是我就生气而已了，你就觉得说生气之后就比较舒服。
But it just allows you to be mad, and that's it.
你讲了该骂的人的话，你就痛快了。
And if you scold others with your mouth, it is not such a good thing.
你拳头打出去，你就觉得发泄你的愤怒了。
And you may
你的拳头打出去就发泄了你的愤怒了。
If you hit others, you may realize your anger.
但是达成什么呢？
But what is it for?
一点用处都没有。
It has no use at all.
你生气的时候讲的话，绝对达不到你想要的目的。
And the anger that you express does not reach any goals.
可能还反效果，反效果。你生气一句话讲出去的，破坏了很多你不想破坏的关系。
But maybe it has the opposite effect, and you ruin many relationships that you do not want to ruin.
你生气的时候出手打的人。
Those who you hit in your anger.
你不能改变那个人的想法哦。
You cannot change that person's thinking.
你可能增加了一个敌人。
But you may have gained an enemy.
达不到神的意，就是没有办法达到你该想要得的好处。
There is no way to reach the righteousness of God, nor the benefits that you wanted to achieve.
像约拿那么生气，其实谁最辛苦
？So when Jonah is angry,
约拿很辛苦。
Who is experiencing the most pain? That is Jonah.
生气本身是很辛苦，对身体负担很重的一件事情。
So angry is inherently bad for the body.
就算你有理由生气啊，你骂人，你很上去上火，哇，你自己身体会很辛苦。
And if you feel very angered, it is very bad for you.
好，最后做一个结论了。神就说了，神就最后一句话了。
And in conclusion, God says to Jonah.
这是约拿书最后两句话是神讲的。
The last two verses are something that God says to Jonah.
我们把它称之神温柔的提醒。
And this is God's gentle reminder.
我们读第十节。
Let us read verse 10.
第十节，一二三。耶和华说：“这匹马不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的。”一夜发生，一夜干事，你尚且爱惜。好，这神先说，神其实安排那一波匹马，因为等一下要讲道理，所以要用这一颗匹马。
So God arranged for the plant originally because he wanted this to become a lesson for Jonah.
啊，因为有点东西在，比较好讲嘛。
Because there is something to talk about.
啊，神说这颗匹马是你种的吗
？And God said, "Is this plant something that you planted?"
不是你种的。
It is not you who planted it.
对不对？今天很多野外的那些树啊，都不是我们种的。
And today those wild those plants outside are not ones that we planted. 在
森林里面的树也不是我们种的。
And the forests, the trees in the forests are also not planted by us.
是神种的。
But it is planted by God.
好了，这棵不是你种的，也不是你培养的，也没有去浇水啊。
This is not planted by you, nor was it raised or watered by you.
它死掉了，你都觉得很可惜。
And when it dies, you think it is too bad.
哦，不晓得你没有种过植物。如果你家里种了一些植物，种了很久，结果它被虫咬死了，你会不会很难过
？And if you had plants in your home and then it was bitten to death by bugs, wouldn't you be really sad over it?
会难过啊。
You would be sad.
就是一棵植物你种的，但突然间死掉了，就哎呀，怎么那么可惜？本来那么漂亮，怎么这一下子得病或者是被虫咬了
？And for a plant that you watered and cared for yourself, if it suddenly died, you would be very sad and think it is a waste for it to die so suddenly.
你都觉得可惜了。
And you think it is so pitiful.
好了，现在话锋一转，第十一节最后一句话。
But in verse 11 it says.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
更何况这离离为大臣，其中不能分辨又左手右手的有120,000多人，并有许多的牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？这句话就把重点讲出来了。
And this is The emphasis,
the
main point.
这个尼尼微大城，按照神的说法，里面有多少小孩子啊？
How many children are there in Nineveh?
不能分辨左右手了，大概几岁？妈妈们可能比较熟悉啊。你的孩子几岁开始知道 left hand, right hand? 大概几岁会分
？For those with children, how many do your children know the difference between their left hand and their right hand?
几岁
？How old are they?
两岁会不会分
？If they're 2 years old, would they know?
三岁
？3 years old?
三岁还不会讲左手右手，那四岁了。
4 years old.
哦，算他四岁了。四岁以下的都有120,000个。
Those who are under 4 years old, there are 120,000 people.
那如果这样的话，加到中年人加成人，可能这个数字乘以5啊。
And if you add on with the older people or like middle age people,
他上面肯定有爸爸妈妈嘛，可能还有两个兄弟姐妹嘛。
And also,
再可能还有两个老人嘛，乘以6啊。
Also include the older people, and you multiply this, and it becomes multiplied by 6.
差不多有80,000-90,000人在尼尼微城。
And then there will be around 80,000-90,000 people.
你说要杀就杀，要毁灭就毁灭。
If you want to kill them, then kill them. If you want to destroy them, then destroy them.
你以为我不心痛吗
？And do you think I would not be troubled? Do you think my heart would not be hurt by this?
你这一颗匹马死掉了，你都会心痛。
And even when this plant dies, you feel very pained.
那这些人如果真的是被灭掉了，我不心痛吗
？And if these people were to be destroyed, do you think I would not be sad?
你会心痛，我更心痛。
If you are sad about your plan, I would be even sadder over the deaths of these people.
所以这里神告诉约拿一个道理。
So God tells Jonah a truth here.
没有错，人做坏事，神要审判，神要毁灭，这个是必须会发生的。
You are not incorrect that when man does something wrong, I will judge them and they may be destroyed.
就好像尼尼微一样。
Like Nineveh.
但是神不是很开心的看着人被毁灭啊，不是的。
But it is not that God enjoys destroying people.
神希望他们悔改。
God hopes for them to repent.
神希望他们可以回头的。
God hopes for them to turn back from their evil ways.
啊，神连动物都爱惜哦，牲畜都爱惜哦。
God even loves the animals.
那牛羊啊，神也不希望他们这样子被灭掉啊。
And even for the livestock, God does not wish for them to be destroyed.
我们看诗篇145篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 145.
诗篇145篇。
Psalm 145.
第五节。
Verse 5.
145篇第八节。
145 verse 8.
我们去读145篇第八节。
Psalm 145 verse 8.
一二三。耶和华有恩惠，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。第九节，耶和华善待万民，他的慈悲覆庇他一切所造的。你看这里神的爱很大。
Here we see that God's love is great.
只要人肯悔改，神都想给机会。
If only man wanted to repent, then God will give them the opportunity.
再来看三十篇第五节。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 30 verse 5.
三十篇第五节。
Psalm chapter 30 verse 5.
这一节也接得很好。
And this is also a very good verse.
三十篇第五节。
30 verse 5.
三，因为他的怒气不过转眼之间，他的恩典乃是一生之久，一宿虽有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。哇，这也是很有名的金句。
And this is also a very famous verse.
神生气是很短的。
God's anger is very short.
慈爱却是很久。
But his love is forever.
但是大前提是你要回转哦。
But you must repent.
只要你回转，神的慈爱就领导你。
And if you change your ways, then God's love will shower upon you.
所以最后一句，神说：“我岂不爱惜呢？”
And God says, in Psalm 30.
And also much care.
And in the
四章第十一节最后一句话。
And in the last verse, does God not say He will also care for the livestock?
神什么？神真的是很爱。
God truly loves.
今天我们要了解神的心。
Today we must also understand God's heart.
在约拿书里面，神的慈爱充满片面遍地。
We know that God's love is all encompassing.
做一个总结。
And to make a summary.
神爱选民。
God loves His chosen people.
神也爱外邦人。
God also loves Gentiles.
神爱些大人，也爱小孩。
And He loves the adults and also the younger children.
神爱那个王，神也爱那些乞丐，只要得悔改。
He loves the kings and the beggars if only they would change their ways.
神特别提到小朋友。
And God especially says He loves the little ones.
神也爱动物。
He also loves the animals.
但是神更爱约拿。
But God loves Jonah even more.
弄了那么多东西，就是要教会他一个事情。
And all these things happened for God to teach Jonah one thing.
好了，那有人就说了，约拿这个不好的先知，他骄傲，他跟神顶嘴。
So many people say that Jonah was a bad prophet. He was very prideful, and he spoke against God.
但是我们要重新来思考这个问题。
But we must think about this again, reflect upon.
谁把约拿书写下来的
？Who was the one who wrote the book of Jonah?
谁
？Who is it?
没有别人写啊，就是约拿自己写的。
It was Jonah himself who wrote it.
因为如果约拿不讲这个事情，谁知道？
And if Jonah did not speak of this matter, who would know about it?
约拿他愿意把这个事情写下来。
So Jonah was willing to write this down.
愿意被人家笑，愿意被人家讲。
He was willing to be mocked by others and laughed.
他很勇敢。
He was very brave.
我觉得他很谦卑。
I think he is very humble.
我觉得他是最谦卑的先知之一。
I think he is one of the most humble prophets.
我觉得他一定要被神最后这句话感动到。
And I do think that in the last verse, he was also touched by God.
他一定有改变。
He definitely changed.
最后这句话，神问他这句话，他要写下，他记得了。
And God, he must have remembered the very last thing that God said to him.
好，所以如果我们有机会讨论的话
，So if we have opportunity to discuss this,
好，这时候我们可以讨论约拿那么好像反叛，那神怎么引导他？
And we see that Jonah is so judgmental. How did God come to
rebellious? 好像很 rebellious 这样哦，有点反叛了哦。
Rebellious.
神怎么引导他？
How did God guide him?
那今天你要怎么引导那些你觉得，比如说你孩子啊，或者跟你顶嘴啊那些那些人
？For yourself, how can you guide, for example, your own children who will speak back to you?
再来，我们可以讨论约拿书里面神的慈爱怎么看，怎么理解？
And we can also talk about how do you understand God's love in the context of the book of Jonah.
最后一个问题。
And the last question.
你怎么样来对那些神爱的人，但是不是你喜欢的人？
How do you treat those who God loves but you do not love?
今天如果神拣选一个人是进来是你不喜欢的。
Today if God has chosen someone that you do not like.
那个人可能得罪过你。
Perhaps they have sinned more than you have.
或者是这个民族的人是你很看不起的。
Or is someone that you look down upon?
一个民族，一个 ethnic group.
Or an ethnic group that you look down upon.
因为人都有歧视的眼光啊，人都有
歧视
discrimination.
Because people look at others with very discriminatory eyes.
如果今天神带一个你看不起的民族、看不起的人，或者得罪过你、伤害过你的人来信主，他变成你的弟兄了，你要怎么面对他？
How would you face someone from an ethnic group that you look down upon or someone that you dislike? If God were the one to bring them in, how would you react?
你能够接受他吗？
Would you be able to accept them as your brother?
还是你会拒绝他？你会远离他？
Or would you reject them?
如果你真的了解神的爱，
If you truly understand God's love,
真的认识神，
truly recognize him,
我们就知道怎么做了。
Then we know what to do.
好了，最后补充一点资料。
Finally, a supplement.
虽然神是怜悯的，这一次放过了尼尼微。
Even though God is merciful here and has forgiven Nineveh,
但是历史告诉我们，
but history tells us,
人往往会做重复的事情。
People will constantly repeat.
很快，尼尼微城又回去以前犯罪的道路了。
Nineveh will return to their evil ways very quickly.
这一次呢，神就没有再怜悯了。
And next time God will have no mercy on Nineveh.
刚刚大概是公元前600年左右，约拿书大概是750年左右，750年。
So in the Book of Jonah, it is written around 750 BC.
那在公元前612年。
So around 600 BC. 612 BC.
这是在约拿传完警告之后，大概130多年、140年左右。
So Jonah preached around 140 years after.
约拿的警告就应验了。
How did Jonah's warning stand?
The prophecy of Jonah was fulfilled.
The prophecy of Jonah was fulfilled.
这一次尼尼微城有被消灭了。
This time Nineveh was actually destroyed.
是被巴比伦人消灭掉了。
It was destroyed by the Babylonians.
因为这一次神就不等，不给他们再一个机会了。
Because this time God did not give them another chance.
公元前612年。
This is around 612 BC.
所以你不要以为说哦，神是爱，神是爱，都要讲神的爱，不要讲神的公义，也不行啊。
So it is also not acceptable to only talk about God's love, but not God's judgment.
神的公义，神的慈爱都要讲。
God's love and God's justice both need to be talked about.
你要回去罪恶的道路。
If we want to return to our evil ways.
那神的审判有一天还是要来的。
Then God's judgment will come one day.
唱诗。
Let us rise.